Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for December 1st to December 8th and beyond?
First off, the new moon will be on Monday, December 2nd, at 16 degrees Scorpio. This begins the Hindu lunar month, Margashirash, named for the nakshatra that the full moon falls in, Migrashira, on December 16th. The energy of this month is generally favorable, good for light-hearted activities, travel, socializing, spiritual initiations. In other words, appropriate for the holiday season.
Oh, very good. Venus changes signs on Thursday, December 5th, moving from Sagittarius to Capricorn. While in Saturn's sign, Venus will be in a Parivatna Yoga with Saturn, which is in Venus's sign, Libra. The significations of Venus and Saturn will be connected for the next 4 weeks. Venus is the planet of value and price. Saturn is the planet of realism and caution. As the holiday buying season begins in earnest, consumers are being careful with their money. Again, shopping is already down 13.2%. for Black Friday compared to last year.
Yeah, but it's not totally ugly. Remember that Jupiter, the planet of hope and optimism, is in Gemini and is sending its positive trine aspect to Saturn in Libra. Thus, cautious Saturn does get some relief.
Yes, but Jupiter is retrograde, backing up in the zodiac, meaning some of the festive holidays spending energy is being curtailed.
Well, that's a good point. All right. Venus is actually slowing down in the zodiac now as it prepares to go retrograde on December 21st. Planets in their retrograde phase are at their closest to the Earth, therefore bright in the heavens, and therefore strong for effects, but not behaving normally. Venus's significations are going to become more dominant over the coming weeks. The planet can be plainly seen in the western sky after sunset.
Let's check in with Mars, which, as of last week, is now in Virgo. As Mars moves further into Virgo, it is becoming more exactly opposite to Uranus in Pisces. This in itself is a rather problematic arrangement, since we have the planet of violence and destruction, Mars, exchanging energy with the planet of sudden unexpected events, that being erotic Uranus. Uranus is also the planet of freedom and rebellion, and I have to say that the Mars-Uranus connection does feed an energy pattern for revolt. We can expect hot spots across the globe to flare up. Thailand has already been seeing a protest movement against the government, which recently got violence with shots fired. U.S. relations with Pakistan and Afghanistan have been hitting new lows over innocents killed by the continuing USA drone program. This has angered the populations and leaders of these countries and could spark off new events. And in the Ukraine, there are major protests against the government's decisions to cultivate relations with Russia versus stronger connections with the European Union.
And yet another point is that Ketu, which can be a potentially destructive force, since it is the dissolver of the material plane, Ketu is in Aries, the other sign ruled by Mars. And therefore, Ketu's energy is being transferred to Mars, giving Mars even more energy for malefic effects.
Oh yes, we don't really want to see that toning up too much. This is sounding a bit more ominous. Meanwhile, Mercury, the planet of data and information, is now in Scorpio, the sign of secrets and investigations, since Scorpio is a Mars-ruled sign. And Mars is in Mercury's sign, Virgo. Mercury and Mars also perform a Parivatna Yoga. Mars is the planet of action in the sign of criticism and analysis. Mercury is the planet of the media, now in a sign that digs deep. Thus, the coming 3 weeks will likely see more investigative reports, revelations, exposés, and scandals.
Anyway, we'll see how it all works out. But now it's time to move on to segment 3 of our show.